I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition and Arts and Culture Podcast here on KRCU. And I'm joined here with Andrew Staff with the Swamp Tigers. Welcome.
Thank you very much, John, for having me.
You guys have played quite a few venues. You've been around for a while. Can you tell me a little bit about how your band got started and just some of the things you've been up to?
Yeah, so we started almost 20 years ago in Carbondale, kind of out of a couple other projects. There was another kind of band that was really kind of country western focused, and Swamp Tigers kind of started out of that, and just kind of over the years evolved into what we are now. Recorded a record about 10 years ago, kind of took a break. We just had some life stuff going on, and now just been playing, not at the pace that we have. In the past, we were playing 100 shows a year for about a decade, and now we're just hitting a little bit slower pace, but really enjoying ourselves.
I know that there's a couple of events that you kind of look like you have a pretty regular spot at. A couple of those are in Carbondale, and one of them is the Off the Rails.
Yeah, John Brown's in Marion. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. There's Route 51 Brewery in Carbondale. Couple places. Those are nice because we know what we're getting into. We know what the sound's going to be like. Route 51's a great place for families to come to. John Brown's is, you know, more of a bar scene. And then there's some festivals. There's Little Grassy Get Down, which happens at Touch of Nature in Carbondale. We've played that for the last few years. So just some, you know, local things that happen every so often that people know we're gonna be at. So.
Yeah, it looks like you certainly collaborate quite a bit. Is there a band that you feel like you collaborate with a lot in this area?
I mean, in back in the day, we did more. We played a lot of shows with bands. We've got our bass player Blake is also in a band called Pity Thy Neighbor, and so we've done a lot of stuff with those guys recently. The Carbondale music scene has changed a bit, so we're not as connected. We used to play a lot of shows. We would have bands that kind of came through town a lot. John Paul Keith from Memphis and the Ladybirds from Louisville and Rum Drum Ramblers from St. Louis, Solid Rocket Boosters from Paducah. So bands like that, just kind of regional. But lately, it's just kind of been us doing our thing.
Well, your band, you kind of describe as kind of a rockabilly type band. Is that kind of how you would put your music, I guess, if you want to put it in any sort of category? Is it sort rockabilly, or how would you folkabilly?
Early on, I think we were going for that, and as we've gotten older, it's changed. Rockabilly, I love rockabilly music. Rockabilly can be a very restrictive genre, kind of like bluegrass. You get traditionalists, and it's kind of supposed to sound this way. I think over time, we've gotten to be more like a band. I don't know if people know the band NRBQ. New Rhythm Blues Quartet's been around for 50 years, but they kind of play everything. It's very American roots-based, but everything gets thrown into the hopper. Bluegrass and rock and soul and surf and jazz and all these things kind of get thrown in there. And, you know, there's just so much good music out there. We've kind of not restricted ourselves to rockabilly. We play some of it, but, you know, we're not a rockabilly band
per se, in yeah.
sense anymore. Yeah, yeah. We
got
used
it.
We really used to be, but I think it's changed.
And, you know, I think you've played at least a couple of venues here in Cape. Am I right?
We have.
Okay.
We played Tunes at Twilight a couple years ago. We used to play. We had a number of places that we played in Cape. And so, but we did play, I think, this Tunes at Twilight thing a few years ago as well.
So what do people have to expect when you are at Tunes at Twilight coming up this Friday?
I think hopefully they can expect some high energy music. We're just a three piece, but we like to bring a lot of energy. We fill a lot of space. I kind of like to think like we're the Rush of roots music, right? There's just three of us, but you wouldn't think that there's just three of us. So you can expect to hear some songs that you know, some classics, and then maybe some older stuff that you've never heard, and then we've got some originals. But I think it's music that young people can dance to, old people can dance to, and so it fits a broad range of people. So hopefully you'll just have a good time and sing along and dance along.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. And if people want to get a little taste of your music before they show up, where can they go?
Well, they can go on YouTube. You can just kind of search up Swamp Tigers Carbondale. We're also, our last record is on all the streaming platforms. The album is called To Sing a Life. It's about 7 songs. It's not super long record, but you can find that. We'll play songs off of that record at the show.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking with me here on Exposition. I've been speaking with Andrew Staff with the Swamp Tigers. And the Swamp Tigers will be playing this Friday, August 28th, at Iver Square Gazebo in downtown Cape, beginning at 6:30 p.m. To learn more, visit krcu.org and subscribe to Exposition, an arts and culture podcast, wherever you listen.